I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. The mayor of Moline wants to make sure downtown businesses continue to thrive during the most challenging period of bridge construction. Stephanie Acri has told federal officials they should prepare for more gridlock than they planned for. On Monday, all Iowa-bound I-74 traffic will be detoured to 19th Street between the Avenue of the Cities and River Drive. But Acri says that plan is based on a 6-year-old study that did not adequately consider Moline's train traffic and tax layer center traffic. The mayor is worried about safety and convenience, but also the local economy.
If there's gridlock multiple times, a driver is not going to want to expose themselves to that unpredictable gridlock again. And they'll avoid the downtown area for the duration of this construction season. And I don't want that to happen. I want to make sure that people have access to my businesses and that my businesses are prosperous.
For months, Acri and other Moline officials have been asking the National Highway Administration to use two-way traffic on the other side of I-74 instead of diverting all Iowa-bound traffic onto 19th Street and River Drive.
I'm hoping that the congestion is more what they projected it to be than what we expect it to be, because if it is much worse, it will still take time to implement the alternative plan. So materials still need to be ordered. The public meetings still need to be conducted. I'm asking them to do those activities concurrently now so that we're in a position to execute sooner instead of waiting for all those things to happen later.
The state and federal study shows a train traffic will only delay drivers an average of 7 minutes, but Moline's own recent study shows train delays may last up to an hour. I'm Michelle O'Neill.